ruler, love of justice, you have established iniquity.
You have established justice and righteousness in Jacob.
Exalt the Lord, our God. Worship at the Lord's footstool.
Holy is the Lord.
Moses and Aaron was among God's priests. Samuel also was among those who called on God's name.
They cried to the Lord, who answered them, who spoke them in the pillar of cloud.
They kept God's testimony and the statutes God gave them.
O Lord our God, you answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, but an avenger of their wrongdoings.
Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain.
Surely,
the Lord our God is holy. That the word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
Recording in progress.
It is our prayer time now. As a church family, we gather together to also share our prayers of blessings and concerns. As a church family, we share that with each other and also share with God our blessings and give thanks to God for all the blessings that we receive. And also at the same time, we have burdens and concerns that trouble us. Let us share that also so that we can pray for each other and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, that God will answer our prayers. That's his promise, that according to his time and his will, he will answer our prayers. So let us trust in that promise and go to God in prayer together. The last page in the bulletin has the list of our regular prayers, prayer requests. Please continue to pray for these people and items that are listed there. Some of the special call outs that we want to make. Let us be thank God for the recovery of Penny. Penny has been doing great and I have talked to her, but she's try walking outside now.
Amen.
Okay, so let us keep her in our prayers. And also, let's thank God for the healing Richard Hartshorn used after COVID. And he's in good shape now, so keep him in our prayers.
I texted his wife and he's about the same in 2 weeks. He hasn't gotten any better. He's still weak.
He needs oxygen, that I heard. Yeah, but it is.
So he's still the same. It takes a long time with that COVID.
Some people take some time. So keep him in our prayers and also thank God for the healing. Please also continue to pray for Ian McGee, as we heard from Terry today that he's in Germany now, I believe. And please keep him in our prayers. They can be deployed anytime, anywhere, particularly during this time. Let us be thankful for the services of our service workers, and also pray for their safety and peace for their families. I have talked to Jean McBride this past week, and she is okay now, but except she's not confident in getting out. She loses her balance. She thinks it is the medication that she's taking for her heart. So please keep her in our prayers. She loves to come back to church, but don't want to rush that either without being comfortable walking outside. So please keep her in our prayers. I didn't see Linda here today. Anybody?
Yeah, she's gone with her family somewhere.
Okay, she's in the with the family. Okay, let's keep her in our prayers too. There's a name written there like Brian. Brian, I shared with you a young doctor who was in an accident in Florida, a terrible accident. It's like he's 28 years old, just came out of medical school last year and started his practice. And he was in coma for a couple of days, and then he came out of the respirator last week. And he's on a rehab now, and he's talking, and he didn't lose any memory. Thank God for that. His dad and I are friends. So please keep him in our prayers for a full and complete recovery at this young age. Continue to pray for Martha. Martha, do you have any special prayer items to share?
I'll have an echocardiogram on Tuesday this week, and that will determine if I can continue with chemo.
Okay. So please keep Martha in our prayers, and hope Rich is doing better too.
Yes, he is. Thank you.
And Paul is online with us. We visited them, Paul and Becky, this past week, and had a good time together with them. Paul, we'll keep you both in our prayers as well.
Thank you, Matthew.
Please continue to pray for Bob Donald. He's still in the assisted facility. I haven't heard this week, but they're still planning to take him back to his hometown in Mississippi. So please keep him and also Kathy and the family in our prayers. Please pray for Wayne, and I already told you about his situation. He is feeling much better than we think he should be, but I thought he would be weak by today, but he's in strong. So we'll keep you in our prayers, Wayne, and especially his surgery on the 10th, that it will be a successful surgery, and he will come out without any complications or problems, and pray for the doctors and nurses as well. Let us also pray for the world peace, particularly the Ukraine. You all know the war started. But God is good, and God is almighty and powerful than any other ruler, any rulers in this world. So let us go to that almighty God and pray for peace, that He will intervene and have peace, particularly for the world leaders to guide them. And I heard this morning that there's going to be a peace talk or some kind of a talk at the border today. So let us pray that it will be a successful talk for peace. Glad that Guillermo and Liliana showed up today.
Amen.
And Guillermo is feeling much better, and he has one more round to go.
Well, he has many rounds
to go, really?
But the number 5 will be March 7th.
March 7th, okay, next one.
But his blood test was excellent.
Excellent, okay. That makes, so the medicine is working.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Okay, thank God for that. Let us pray for our country, our nation, our president, vice president, and Congress, and leaders of all the states who are making decisions on a daily basis that affect our lives. Let us pray that God will give them the wisdom and the guidance to make the right decisions. So keep them in our prayers. Pray for our service workers, doctors, nurses, and all of our grocery clerks and delivery people, trash workers, you name it, all of those, military, fire, police, they're all working together for our welfare every day, even though we take a lot of times every day for granted. Let us be thankful for them, and also keep them and their families in our prayers. Jan?
I have a blessing. I am Welsh. As such, I know that St. David's Day is Tuesday. So I'm looking for something because I want my grandchildren to understand where they come from. And I read the history. Never did that before. It seems that the people of Wales wanted St. David to go kill the dragon. After all, George did it, right? And he wouldn't go. Instead, he walked to the dragon and said, "What is your problem?" And talked him through his problem, and the dragon went away. Now, for these times, that's a pretty good thought. I'm sure it's lore. Okay. But his thing was, he raised a boy from the dead and he called up water and he could make streams flow when there was a drought. He walked Patrick to the border when Patrick was going to go to Ireland because they were close. And at the place where they hugged, a well and a stream all welled up. People there now still go there looking for healing or whatever. But he talked to the dragon, and I think that's something we need to think about.
Good point. Yeah. There's a lot of dragons here now threatening the peace. Mm-hmm. So let us, you know, I don't know who can talk to them today, but God can talk to them.
Yeah.
Hope will God will intervene and bring peace to this world. Thanks, Jan, for sharing that story. If there are no other special call-outs, is J.D. doing okay? He's not here.
Is Rob had his hand up.
Yes.
Yeah, he just
has
basically
had to
do.
Okay.
My neighbor Jane across the street, she's got pancreatic cancer, stage one, and it's going to be a long road ahead.
Yeah, Jan, yeah, you.
Mikey, we have a friend named Ruth that has ovarian cancer. Chemo has not worked. The cancer has spread, and they're trying another chemo. We'd like to remember Ruth in our prayers.
Okay, thank you, Paul. We'll keep her in our prayers. That's Paul Houghton. He's online with us. Paul and Becky had been our longtime friends, and he's requesting prayer for Ruth, a friend of theirs, for cancer. And also keep Jan, Robert's neighbor, in our prayers. Any other prayer requests or praise items? If not, let us go to God in prayer. Take a few moments in silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we come before you as your children, with grateful heart and full of adoration and praise for you. Thank you, God, for life with all of its joys and blessings. Thank you for blessings that you have showered upon us even when we don't deserve them. Thank you for always covering us with your love and protection in the midst of dangers and troubles that we see all around us. We thank you for your continued presence with us, Lord, even when we are not aware of it. At the same time, we come before you with our burdens and concerns as well, Lord. A lot of us are broken in many ways, in our bodies, in our souls, and in our spirits. But you are our creator. You are our healer. You can make us complete and whole when we are broken. As the scripture says, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. As people of God, we come before you with the hope that you will renew our strength when we find ourselves weak. When we are lonely, you are our friend. And when we go through life situations that we don't understand, you give us peace and comfort. Lord, you are the source of true healing that make us whole, and we come before you. We list all those people's names that we have specially called upon here today. Particularly we thank you for all the healing that you have given to our members, our people that we called out, particularly for Penny, as she is starting to walk now, and bless her with your strength, her strength in her body, and also in her spirit. continue to be with her and give her peace and for the family also. We pray for Rich also as he is still struggling with some of the side effects of the COVID. Continue to be with him and his family and strengthen his body and completely heal him, Lord. We thank you for the great news that we heard about Brian as he recovered from his coma and also he came out of the respirator. We pray that you will give him strength in his body and complete and full recovery from his accident. We pray for your grace and peace for the families as well. We pray for Jean and Linda. Bless them also with your guiding hands, especially Jean as she is struggling with her health issues. Give her strength in her body and her spirit. We pray for Martha and Rich. Thank you for the healing that you have started in Martha as she is going back to the doctor this week. Help her out, be with her, that she will have a good result to continue with her chemo. We also thank you for bringing Guillermo and Liliana in our midst today. Be with Guillermo as he is continuing with his chemo. Guide him, Lord. Bless him with your peace. Above all, we need your presence in Liliana's life as well. Bless both of them with your continued peace as they go through this difficult route. We also pray for Jan, Robert's neighbor, as she is struggling with cancer. Be with her as she is making all the treatments for her. We pray for your healing hand to touch her and also her family's peace. We also pray for Ruth that Paul shared today as they have been looking for different answers. We pray for your guidance in the treatment for her. Bless her, Lord, with your healing. Above all, we pray for your peace in her heart and also the grace and peace for her family's life at this time. We pray for Ian as he is serving in the services and deployed in Germany now. We pray for your grace to be with him. And also we pray for his continued safety wherever he is deployed. We thank you for the family and also his services and also the many others who are serving there. We pray for their protection and safety. We pray for Wayne. Thank you for bringing him today, Lord. Continue to bless him with your healing and touch him, Lord. And also as he's going back for his surgery on the 10th, let your presence be there, that it will be a successful surgery without any complications or problems, that he can come back fully restored and with strength in his body and in his spirit. We pray for all of those who are struggling like that with various illnesses and difficulties, particularly this COVID. Continue to be with them and heal them and bless them with your peace and healing. We pray for Bob Donald. We pray for your grace with him and also your peace to be with him. And as the family is making arrangements for his transfer to Mississippi, bless him, Lord. Bless them with your guidance and also Kathy with your peace. We pray for all those who we have named and those who we did not name here today. Many are struggling with various illnesses and problems. Mentally also, we pray for your grace to heal them. We pray for our service workers. Thank you for all their services that they do. All of those who are working in the police, fire, military, our trash workers and delivery people, grocery clerks and restaurant workers and many, many others who are working every day. Lord, bless them with your grace every day and pray for their safety and pray for their peace at this time and their family's safety. We pray for our nation. We pray for the world leaders as we are struggling with another war. We pray that you will intervene and work through the leaders of the world so that they can come to a settlement. Especially today's meeting will be fruitful, that your Holy Spirit will take control of the situation in Ukraine and bring peace, Lord, that the war will not escalate in any other parts of the world. We pray for our president and also vice president and the leaders of our Congress and Senate and all the governors of the states and many others who make decisions on a daily basis that affect our lives. Be with them and give them the grace to do the right things, Lord, that be guided by the Holy Spirit and the fear of God. Bless them with your grace every day, Lord. We thank you for their services as well. As we come before you as a church, Lord, help us, Lord, to be faithful in the ministry that you have given us to do in this community and around the world. The opportunities that you give us, Lord, help us to use them faithfully, that whatever you open the doors for us, help us, Lord, to go in courageously with your strength so that we can bring more people to your kingdom and be part of this church as well. Help us, Lord, to do many, many ways that you open the ways that we can be useful for your kingdom. Be with us today as we worship together, Lord, in this church and also online. Touch each and every one of us, Lord, wherever we are according to our needs. And fill us with your power as we go from this place. Enable us to be faithful witnesses for you, wherever you place us in the days to come, that we will be agents of peace and love, to share your compassion and care to those who are in need and those who are troubled. Thank you again for your blessing and your presence in our midst, in our meditation of the word and the praises and the prayers we make. Help us to glorify your name and your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now as the ushers come forward, please take up the offering now. Loving God, thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to gather here to worship you and also bring our offerings before you. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Take this offering and bless it and use it for your kingdom, the work of your kingdom in this church and also in this world. Above all, we come before you and offer ourselves, our lives, as a living sacrifice before you, Lord. Take us and use us for your glory and for the blessing of this world. May the gifts that we offer here today and our presence, our witness, wherever we are, bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As you remain standing, we will read the scripture now, which is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 2 through 10.
After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain, where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say. They were so afraid. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud. "This is my son whom I love. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. They kept the matter to themselves, discussing what rising from the dead meant. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
Okay.
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word, the living word that you have given us to experience it in our lives, to become life and spirit in our lives and also through us to this world as life and spirit. As we come before your word, we pray that you will illumine our souls so that we can receive your word with humility and obedience. As we go from this place, that we will be obedient to your word, that we can be a blessing wherever you place us, Lord. As we meditate on your word, open our hearts and minds to be humble before you, that we will receive your word with full humility. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. On this Transfiguration Sunday, as we worship together and remember and celebrate the event of Transfiguration that happened, that Jesus went up to the mountain with Peter, James and John. And they had a very unique experience in their lives that changed their vision of Jesus. One of the things that I noticed about the astronauts who go up in the space, that they come back, or even in the space, when they talk to the world, many of them have mentioned that it is not the adventure, not only the adventure of going up into the space, but also the experience of looking the universe in a different perspective while you are in the space. So the perspective of our vision changes as we go up in the heights. They said, the astronauts say that the floating bodies and the weightlessness in the space capsule are really thrilling. But the rising crescent of the Earth as seen from the Moon and the triumphant splashdown before a watching world is really exciting. But one of the astronauts, Colonel James Irwin, who was in the mission of Apollo 15, when he said that, he said that he experienced both the glory of God and sensed the plight of man on earth. So as people of God who believe in God, when we go up in the mountain experiences, we have a different perspective about God and about people. That's what happened to Peter, James and John. You know, all of us know that there were 12 disciples. Only 3 got to get to see the glory on the mountaintop. I wonder why. All the 12 were with Jesus all the time. But many times, we don't like to climb the mountains. It's a hard work. And mountaintops are not very easy many times to climb up on the mountain. So what do we pray for? Please remove this mountain from me. That's what we pray. Sometimes God will remove it. Or sometimes we walk around it. But climbing the mountains that are in front of us have a special purpose. That's what Peter, James and John learned from their lives. If they were, I am just making it up, like the other 9 disciples, they were already tired, and we saw that just before we read that thing. And they probably said, well, we are tired, you know, whoever wants to come, Jesus said, come on with me. But Peter, James and John, and Peter, you always know that he's not going to leave Jesus wherever he goes. And James and John are brothers. I mean, you remember that? Because they were the ones who wanted to be with Jesus when Jesus comes in the kingdom. They wanted to share his left hand and right hand. Remember that? His mother came. They wanted to be the Secretary of State and the other one Secretary of, I don't know, Defense or something. Then he comes as a king. They wanted to have 2 important places on the left and right of Jesus. So I'm sure they probably followed Jesus thinking that they don't want to miss something. So here are 3 disciples. They went up there with probably different motives. Even with their fallen, weak bodies and motives, Jesus took them up to the mountain, and they climbed up the mountain, and there they found the experience of their life that they could not ever have dreamt of. In fact, we see there that Jesus has transformed and transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. What kind of white is that? What kind of white is that the world could not bleach? Well, there is a white that world cannot bleach. That is what the righteousness of God and the glory of God that they saw, that there is no comparison or that anything that they can compare it to in this world. Jesus became dazzling white, saying that he is the sinless and spotless Lamb of God, without sin, without any blemishes, pure and white, who came to die for this world's sin so that he can take up the sin of this world and release you and me from the bondage of sin and death. That is what Peter, James and John saw there. The righteousness of God's glory revealed on the mountaintop when they decided to climb those mountains. This story is listed in all the three synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark and Luke. This transfiguration also is something that the transfiguration that is to come to you and me. Beyond this world, there is a transfigured body that you and I are going to get. That is our faith. Our lives are mixed with valley of suffering and sin, and also the mountaintops of healing and transformation. The story of Jesus' transfiguration gives us hope of the healing and a presence of God with us in the coming weeks of Lent, as we start Lent lesson this week. Some mountains are physical, and some are mental and some are spiritual mountains that we have to climb. We get scared when we see mountains with its height and steepness. There are experiences in our lives that change our perception about God and human lives when we climb those mountains. The three disciples who chose to take the journey up on the mountain with Jesus, they were able to experience the power and the glory of Jesus in their lives. And they were changed people ever since. And they, all three of them wrote letters and the gospel also. John wrote the gospel. Peter wrote two letters. And James also wrote a letter. And I'm sure that these are all the promptings of the Holy Spirit that they received after the experience that they had, after seeing the glory of Jesus Christ. They all had to write something. This is what happens to you and me. When we are afraid of climbing the mountain tops, Jesus is calling us, come on. I'll be there with you, climbing with you. Don't be afraid of the height. Don't be afraid of the steepness of the mountains. They are probably threatening, isn't it? The mountains that come before us through various things, illnesses, yeah, grief, separation, all kinds of troubles in our lives from people and other things that unexpectedly coming on us, we get afraid and scared. But there is a Jesus who is saying that, come on, these troubles are going to be real. But do not be afraid, because you are a special group of people who have faith. And people who have faith need not be afraid, because Jesus is going to be there climbing with you. And not only climbing with you, but on the mountaintop, he's going to show you his glory. And he was there showing his glory. So John wrote the gospel, and he writes like this: we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. We see that in John's gospel, chapter 1, verse 14. And also in his letter, John writes that as that which we had seen with our eyes and looked upon. We read that on the first letter of John, chapter 1. And then Peter also writes about this in 2 Peter, the letter of 2 Peter, chapter 1, we read that we saw his glory and honor from heaven, and also heard the majestic glory, saying, this is my Son whom I love, with him I am well pleased. We read that in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. And James also writes about seeing the witnesses of Jesus in his letter as well. So when we climb on the mountaintops, Jesus is going to climb with you, and also he is going to be there with us showing his glory. Many times, the difficulties of life that come to us, when we look back and when we think about it, that is the times when we experience God's presence the most. When I look back in my experiences of life where I was depressed and I was to the bottom of my life many times, and I called out to God, and then years later I look back and said, thank God for that experience. Because I would not have been called to ministry without that experience in my life. That is what God's glory is. In the mountaintop, once you get there, you will experience the power of God. When you go through situations like that, remember, there is a purpose behind this. You will never want to trade that experience ever, even though it was painful. It was so much a unique experience that you will not give up for anything else. Mountains are there to climb on. It's very hard to say that. Why are mountains there? They are there to climb on. If we are to experience a new experience in our life, may we climb the mountains. They give us the opportunity to see God's face in a different perspective. They are the ones who wanted to sit on, you know, all these disciples who were there, who missed them. They have missed the experiences of their lives. When we feel disappointed or our efforts become fruitless and like feel like giving up, when we have mountains in our lives, don't be afraid, but be always there like Peter, James and John to climb with Jesus. Whatever mountaintops that we are facing, spiritual, mental, material or whatever it is also an experience of God's power to show in our lives. And then we see that on the mountaintop, it is not only Jesus that they saw. Who else did they see? Remember? There were two other people who appeared with Jesus, Moses and Elijah. Who else can see that? Moses and Elijah were there, appeared along with Jesus, transfiguration. And here, Peter, James and John looking at them. So there are some spiritual truths behind it. That is where the voice of God came and said, listen to him. This is my beloved son. And listen to him. In fact, it is two representatives from the Old Testament, Moses and Elijah, and here we have three disciples from the New Testament who wrote the three letters, Peter, James and John, and in the middle is Jesus. So here Jesus, the Son of God, full of glory in dazzling white, bringing and uniting together the Old Testament and the New Testament, telling us that as people of the New Testament, we are part of one family. We are not divided anymore. God has united us as one body, as God's church and God's people. And we are one Father. And we are one mediator, who is Jesus Christ himself. So Peter and James and John were the witnesses of the New Testament, while Moses and Elijah were the witnesses of the Old Testament, to see the glory of the Son of God coming to this world, reconciling the world to God. What a great experience that is. That is what we experience when we go through mountaintop experiences in our lives. The appearance of Moses and Elijah presented the law and the prophets. They could not save them from the sins. We know that. But ultimately God sent his own son as a fulfillment of the law. That he came and gave his own life so that you and I can be part of the kingdom of God, along with the rest of the saints of this world. We see the face of Jesus shining like sun, and his garments became as white as light. In his glorified form, they saw a preview of his coming in a second time in the glory. Jesus is coming on a second time, and you and I are waiting for that. That is the day when we will see him with full glory. Those who are remaining in this world, we will see him eye to eye. In his glorified body. It is also an experience of the hope that we have, that we will also receive a transfigured body one day. Our life does not end in this world, but there is a world that is to come, where we will be with Jesus. Fully clothed in His glory, we will witness Him not only in our body, not in our body, physical bodies, but we will get a transformed body, that we will be with God and the rest of the saints who have gone before us. So the disciples never forgot what happened that day on that mountaintop. And they decided to go and tell that to the world. Eventually they all gave their lives as martyrs for the sake of this gospel, to spread this gospel. In John chapter 8, we read about Father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day, as Jesus said that. The day that He is going to appear again as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we will all see Him with our own eyes, even in our bodies or not. And that is the great news that you and I have today. Jesus is greater than Moses. Jesus is greater than Elijah. And Jesus is greater than any apostles. And any other human being ever born or will be born. He is unique, and His glory is greater than anything else. Isn't that the great experience that you and I have got, God has given us to share in our world? It is not because of who we are. It is not because of our merits. It is only because of God's grace. Amen. And in this weak and in this sinful body, God decided to give me a transfigured and transformed body because His Son Jesus Christ came and died for me. Let us be thankful as we go through this Lent season starting this week. Let us take time to meditate more on the Word and spend more time in prayer, that God has loved us so much that He gave the opportunity for us to be His children, so that we can go to Him on the mountaintop and in the valleys. He will be there with us. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
If you are able, please stand for the closing hymn, which is Be Thou My Vision. 451, we will sing 1, 2, and 3. 451, if you are able, please stand.
Be Thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that Thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, Thy presence I love. Be Thou my wisdom, Thou my true mover. I ever with Thee, and Thou with me, Lord. Thou and Thou only first in my heart. Great God of heaven, my treasure Thou art. Great God of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joy so bright and sound. Heart of my own, heart ever before, still be my vision, O ruler.
People of God and people of faith, go in the knowledge that God will be with you in the valleys of our sicknesses and problems, and also at the same time He will be with us on the mountaintop. He will be the only remaining one when everybody has gone and left. So let us go in that trust in God, that He will be there, not only in this world but also in the world to come. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace.